起来打开马太福音第六章第一到第八节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 to 8. Ready? Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him.
你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐。第五节，你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在堂会里和十字路口上，故意叫人看见。我是在告诉你们，你们已经得了他的这个赏赐。你们祷告的时候，要进你们的屋内，关上门，祷告你们在暗中的父，你的父必查看，必然报答你。你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道。我们今天看的这段经文，耶稣提到这几件非常好跟美的这个事情。
So in this passage we read this morning, Jesus mentioned a few things that are good and beautiful.
这个施舍，这个帮助这个贫困的人。
Giving to the needy and helping the poor.
然后向上帝来祷告，向上帝来这个祈求。
Secondly, praying to God.
那么其实这个经文是应该到二十四节 才结束的。
Technically, you should read all the way to verse 24 before we stop.
那么那里还有一件事情是禁食。
And that's one more beautiful thing, fasting.
我们都知道这三件事情呢，是人在对在表达在做的一个非常美的这个事。
And we know that these three acts are three things that human beings do, humans do that's very beautiful.
但是呢，你看到耶稣却在批评做这些事情的人。
And yet here Jesus is criticizing those who are practicing these acts.
这里好像提醒我们说，一些美的事、善的事、好的事，不小心的话，它变成一个很丑陋的事。
It seems here to remind us that acts that are beautiful and good, if we are not careful when practicing them, they can turn to be pretty ugly.
其实今天我们也把本来很多很好的事，结果我们因为处理的不好，结果它变得非常很多问题，然后变得非常好像是很丑陋。
And so likewise today, there are many things that are good, but if we do not practice it correctly, it becomes pretty ugly.
我想到两件事。
I can think of two things.
最能够反映我们现代人的一种的情形。
We can reflect what we do today.
一种就是欲望的事。
This thing about desire.
另外一个就是性关系的事。
Second will be about sex.
我甚至觉得欲望也是很美的一件事。
I believe that even desire is something that's very good.
虽然我们一般上在宗教里面都把欲望贬成了是不是很正面的事。
Although often in religious realms, we tend to degrade desire into something that's not so good.
我们觉得那一个阿卡贝那个爱才是最纯正。
We feel that you know the agape love is the purest and best.
我最近对旧约圣经的一些了解，我不以为然。
Recently, in my study of the Old Testament, I do not think so.
那个欲望不是丑陋的事。
Desire per se is not something that's no good.
性也是一个很美的事。
Likewise, sexual relationship is something that's beautiful.
但是今天我们对这两件事情的处理呢，我们把它弄得非常的糟糕。
But how we handle these two issues, we have messed it up today.
我们喝酒没有节制，我们醉酒，结果我们就闹事。
And so when we drink with no control and we create problems.
那么酒本来是很美的事。
Drinking wine, wine itself is a good thing.
那我们闹事闹到一个地步，现在是十点半以后不能喝酒是吗？
And yet that we created chaos and now there's a ban that we can't drink after 10.
怎么这么严重呢？
And it becomes such an issue.
其实是很严重。
Yes, it is something very serious.
曾经在英国卫斯理约翰的时候呢，这个英国就是整个醉酒非常的严重。
During the times of Wesley, you know,
John Wesley,
the towns were really in a lot of problems because of drunk drinking.
所以为什么卫理公会是不允许喝酒的？
That's why the Methodist churches forbids drinking wine.
因为他看到那时候这个喝酒的事情造成社会、家庭、孩子都很大的伤害跟破坏。
Because it was in response to they see that the pain that was caused to the family and the community at that time.
但是有时候我们看到有些事情它本身呢是好的。
So we see that certain things originally is good.
就好像今天耶稣讲的这几件事。
Like what Jesus mentioned here, these three acts.
那么为什么这个帮助穷人，为什么有怜悯的这个心这样的事反而出了问题？
So this act of helping the needy, this acts of mercy, why is it become a problem?
然后祷告，祷告是对上帝。这个宗教里面最重要的一个最根本的一种信徒的表现，却也成为了问题。
And prayer as well. Prayer is the most basic form of communication with God. How come it become a problem here?
让我们今天真的是很小心的来看这个事。
And let's look at it carefully.
但是当很表面的看的时候
，But if you look at it just on the surface,
我们以为说耶稣是在告诉我们说怎么样做的才是最好，才是最对的。
We might mistakenly think that Jesus is saying that how else will you do it that will make it better?
哦，如果你这样做的话是不好的。
Is Jesus saying that this way of doing is no good?
要换另外一种做的方式，那才是最好的。
You should change to another way of doing, and that will be better.
当然，这个包括在里面。
Is included here.
不过你小心在读的话，它重点不是停在这里。
But the more carefully you read, you realize the main point is not on this.
不是停在这边。
Does not stop here.
它还有更进一步，你要小心看。
There's something further on that you need to discover.
因为如果在形式上转来转去
，If just merely the changing of forms,
我想到头来那个形式也会变成败坏。
You realize that even the new forms will also become corrupted.
我们一定要看到说事情的根本呢是在哪里。
You need to look at the root cause of the issue.
那么在我们还没有在这个针对耶稣所指出来的那个情况。
So before we see what Jesus has pointed out as a root problem,
我们要回到这个圣经里面去对，特别是行善这样的一个事情有一个更好的认识。
So we need to get back to the Bible and see the basis behind this doing good acts.
那么先让我跟大家提一提。
Let me mention a few things.
因为你稍微想一想，你就知道说主耶稣不会是只是这么表面在讲一些东西。
You should realize that Jesus is not just talking about things superficially.
就好像说，有人说你要行善，耶稣已经讲了，不要让你的右手知道你左手做的。
Some of us may say, "Hey, Jesus already said quite clear what you do. Your right hand should not let your left hand see."
就是你不要让连自己的都要这个完全不去表明出来。
In other words, to be totally in secret and don't reveal it at all.
那么是不是说今天我们教会对社会的关怀、对社会的表示，甚至一些捐款什么，我们都不要去告诉人家
？So does that mean that then in our church, you know, acts of kindness or mercy, like in our donations, we should keep it secret?
有人跟我这样提的。
There are people who bring this up to me.
他说这是耶稣教的。
Since this is what Jesus teaches here.
我们没有照耶稣的教法。
We have not followed Jesus' ways.
圣经是这样读的吗？
Do we read the Bible in this way?
圣经是这样用的吗？
Do we apply the Bible in this way?
有人认为是。
There are people who think like this.
所以到底这个是怎么一回事？
But in truth, how should we look at this?
如果是这样的话，我想主耶稣自己本身也自相矛盾。
If that is really the case, then Jesus himself is in dilemma, you know, contradicting himself.
主耶稣也常常公开去做好的事情。
Jesus also performs his good deeds openly.
有时候他还要故意给人看。
Sometimes he performs it in public so that people can see.
当然，有时候他不让人家知道。
There are also occasions where he does it in a hidden way.
好像有一次，他叫那个死了的人复活。
For example, when he caused the child to come back to life.
他 只有他的那个父母亲跟耶稣知道这个孩子已经死了。
Only the parents and Jesus himself knew that the little girl came back to life.
那外面是不是知道呢？不肯定。
We're not sure whether people in the public knew about this incident.
然后耶稣叫他活过来。
And Jesus caused her to come back to life.
是说叫醒他。
He said, he woke her up.
所以他不是要。这个次，他这一次，他不是要很多人呢都知道这个内情。
So in that particular incident, he did not require a lot of people to know that it happened.
但是有一次，他让5000人呢吃饱。
But at one incident, he caused 5,000 people to be fed,
miraculously
with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
那个是非常的明显，甚至轰动到呢，在约翰福音呢，那时候那些人想要说，他应该来做我们的王。
And yet there was something that's so great that everybody says, "Hey, we want him to be our king."
但是他呢不愿意，他就慢慢他就退掉，退到这个后面去。
Jesus was not willing, and he retreated after the miracle.
所以我想，耶稣不是在讲这样的一个这种形式那种形式的问题。
So Jesus is not pointing out about this form versus that form.
但是他却做这种讲法，他要表达一个更重要的一个意义跟重点。
By saying in this way, he wants to reveal or he wants to relay another principle.
但是为什么他会就提起这个？做善事、施舍穷人的事情呢？
So why did he mention this about this acts of mercy of giving to the needy?
因为这个在犹太人的信仰里面是非常重要的一件事。
Because this is something very important in the Jewish faith.
我们回到这个旧约来看。
We need to turn back to the Old Testament.
如果你小心读这个旧约的经文。
In the Old Testament, if you read carefully.
每一次讲到敬拜上帝的事情之后。
Every time when it mentions about worshiping God.
关于怎么样敬拜上帝，或者说不可以这个敬拜偶像。
When it talks about worshiping God, such as do not worship idols.
这样的这个经文这样的吩咐讲完之后，接下来他一定讲呢，你要照顾贫困的人。
After such commandments, you know, whenever they mention something about do not worship or how you should worship God, it will always followed by how should you take care of the poor in our midst.
我们在出埃及记这个那里的这个二章那里就看得更清最清楚。
Turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 22.
在20节的时候讲说，祭祀别神，不单单祭祀耶和华，那人必要灭绝。
Verse 20 it says, "Whoever sacrifices to any god other than the Lord must be destroyed."
然后接下来从21节呢，一直到这个27。节就讲到说，你要怎么样对待那一些贫困、那一些社会上呢条件不好的人。
Followed by then 21 to 27, it says, "Oh, how should you treat those in our community who are not who are marginalized or not privileged?"
那么21节说，不可亏负寄居的，也不可欺压，因为你们在埃及也做过寄居的，不可苦待孤儿寡妇。
Verse 21, 22, don't mistreat the aliens or oppress him because you yourself were aliens in Egypt, and don't take advantage of the widow or an orphan.
那么你翻到20章
Chapter 20
更加明显
It's even more obvious.
那么20章整章讲到说要怎么样正确的来这个敬拜耶和华
So chapter 20 talks about how do you worship God correctly.
然后21章呢一开始呢他就说你们呢要怎么样对待你们当中的那一些仆人那一些呢的经济条件真的是完全无依无靠的，要靠你的。
And then in 21, chapter 21 talks about how should you treat your servants or your slaves who were financially not as good as you.
你就看到每一次呢，敬拜神跟怜悯跟这个爱心，尤其是对那一些贫困不足的，就一直连在一起。
So all these things are always linked together, the worshipping of God, and then how you treat those who are less privileged than yourselves.
而在利未记19章更是。
And in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19 is all the more clear.
请大家翻到这个利未记第19章。
Leviticus, chapter 19.
第二节，上帝就说：“你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华是圣洁。”
Chapter 19, verse 2, God says, "Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy."
然后你一定要呢以我为你的这个神。
Then you should regard me as your God.
然后就讲到说应该怎么样向神表达这个敬拜。
And talks about how you should express your worship to God.
接下来第9节他就说，在你们的地收割庄稼，不可各进田角，不可拾取私会，然后你要留 一些东西给那些无依无靠的孤儿寡妇呢，来试这些东西来养活自己。
Then in verse 9 it talks about, you know, when you are harvesting your land, you do not reap everything, but you leave some behind for those who are poor, the orphans, the widows, so that they can pick it up and they can be fed.
同样的，你去看这个《生命记》。
Likewise, when you go to the book of Deuteronomy,
你很详细，每一次讲到敬拜神的时候。
Every time when we talk about worshiping God,
接下来呢，一定是讲到说要怎么样彼此呢，尤其是对那一些有欠缺的人的那种爱心。
It will always be followed by how you should provide acts of kindness or love to those who are in need.
那么在这个先知书里面有一句非常代表的，就是在这个弥迦书这个六章八节。
And then in the prophet's book, if you look at Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
他说：“世人啊，耶和华已经指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。”
Micah 6 verse 8, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
这个与神同行就是与神的关系非常的好，在一种很好的这个关系里面。
And so to journey or to walk with God means that you're in a good relationship with God.
但是这样的一种与神和好的一种很好的关系呢，也表露在呢对人呢是公义跟怜悯。
So but this good relationship with God is expressed or manifested in this good relation on these acts of love and justice towards fellow human beings.
所以你就看到说这样一个所谓善事。尤其是对那些需要帮助的人，给他们的这种帮助的好行为的好事。
So these acts of mercy or these acts of good deeds
是跟敬拜上帝是分不开的。
Is inseparable from this act of worshiping God.
所以大家有没有注意到，我们每个月的圣餐主日的奉献里面，我们就收慈善奉献。
So do you notice on the first week of the month when we conduct our communion during the offering, we also collect the offering for the needy.
这也是 Calvin 非常强调的。
This is what John Calvin will emphasize too.
因为 Calvin 的旧约非常好。
Calvin is very good in his Old Testament theology.
所以他掌握到这整个，他看到这样的一个很特别的一件事，这样的一个关联跟这样的一个重心。
So he perceived this very.This link and this emphasis between these two acts.
当然，我们还要深入去想为什么呢
？Yet we need to ask ourselves why.
为什么敬拜神，然后就对这个贫困的人的关怀就一定要连在一起，不能分开
？Why must the worship of God and the providence for the needy must be so linked together?
你说好啊，这个有爱心，这个关心这个贫困的人，能够做善事，都很好的。
You say, yeah, these acts of kindness and goodness are good acts.
是。都很好
They are good.
但是有时候为什么要做跟为谁做这里有相差
But why is it good and who do it for? There could be a discrepancy.
从今天我们的这个社会上不管我们信什么信仰或者是没有信仰我们看到新加坡人在这个爱心这个慈善的这个捐款上还不算太差
Yeah, we see that you know, Singaporeans are generally very generous in giving to the needy
那么是不是我们说这样就好了
Are we happy just with that?
当然我们也没有什么好批评的
Of course, we can't criticize it
但是耶稣在告诉他的百姓犹太人说你们出了问题
Yet Jesus here is telling his people say, you have a problem
原来你们做善事是为了表达你自己。
Oh, you were doing these acts of kindness to show off yourself.
是真的是为了告诉表，是为了表示你是一个大善人，你是一个慈善家。
It is an act to express yourself as a philanthropist. Yeah.
耶稣说，如果是这样的话
，Jesus says, if that is the motivation,
你要小心。
Then you have to be careful.
因为你透过这个做善事，然后你在地上呢，你是为了得到人的称赞，跟为自己的名誉。
So if you're doing this on earth, it is for building your own status or your namesake.
那你在世上你自己做这个，你得到世上的这个称赞了。
So you got all this praise that you know is on earth.
那你就得不到天上。
Be careful, then you don't get the reward.
因为你既然得到地上的了。
Since what you already have or gain on earth.
而你做你也是为了要得到地上的那一种给你的那种荣誉 对你的那种称赞。
And this is also precisely what you want, you know, the earthly acclaim and the honor given to you on earth.
那么天上的就没有了。
Then no more the reward in heaven.
天上的就是父上帝的。
Whatever, you know, whatever belongs to heaven is the Father.
没有，那个从天上来的是指从父上帝给。
Whatever comes of the affirmation comes from heaven means comes from the Father.
因为本来我们做我们犹太人，我们以色列民，我们所谓上帝的子民，我们做这个不是因为什么，是因为上帝。
Because as the people of God, when we do whatever acts we do, it's not for any other reason but for the sake of God.
所以他说，父上帝会看到的。
So he says the Father who sees in secret will see.
And 他会报答你。
And then he will reward you accordingly.
当然，也不是为了上帝报答才做，但是是因着上帝而做。
Of course, it's not for the sake of God rewarding us that we do it, but we do it for the sake of God.
那么既然你现在你把这么美的事，这么好的一件事做了，原来是为了你自己的名誉。
But then if this is something that's so beautiful and you do it and yet it's for your own sake or for your own name's sake,
那你已经得到了。
Then you have gotten it already.
不过你在神的眼中没有什么价值。
But you kind of like miss it from God's perspective, then in God's eyes you're not that worthy.
因为神把这件事情看成那个是对他的一种的敬虔，对他的一种的敬拜而做的。
Because from God's perspective, such acts are an expression of piety to God.
所以这样的一个美事，本来是用来回应，要来表达，是我们向上帝的一种尊崇，一种的这个敬仰。
So this beautiful act is actually an expression of our worship, our honor to God.
那为什么又说是向上帝的一种尊崇跟敬仰呢？
So why do we say that it's an act of reverence or honor to God?
加尔文一直常常说，我们要了解上帝是谁，跟他为我们做了什么，以至于呢，我们怎么样去回应他。
Actually, it's because we need to understand who God is and what has He done for us. Then are we able to respond to Him?
我们一直要在这样的一种的这个了解里面呢，去表达信仰跟去所谓看所谓的信仰 的这个行为。
It is in this kind of understanding that we can flow that flows out our behavior of our religion.
那么上帝是谁呢？
Then we ask ourselves, who then is God?
上帝为我们做了什么呢？
What has God done for us?
原来我们看到说，上帝是一个叫一切存活而存活的。
We realize that oh, God is the God who causes all things to exist.
所以他要使生命可以活，可以好好的活。
And so God wants things to live and to continue living.
他就是一个这样一个带来活，他创造，他带来这些事情。
He's a creator God. He's a God who brings life in things.
他也维持这样的一个秩序。
And he sustains the order that brings life.
这个就是旧约所说的 righteousness， 就是那个 order。就是那个秩序，使到活呢能够正常持续。
And this is the righteousness and the order that was mentioned in the Old Testament that says allows life to continue.
所以他也要，既然你敬拜他这样的一个神。
And if you worship such a God,
你竟然当他是神。
If you regard him as God,
而你竟然知道你属于他。
And you belong to him,
你就要跟他一起同心，同样的想法，同样的一种关怀。
So you should think the same thoughts as him and care the same way that he cares.
而他也就要借助我们呢，使到去关心，使到一切都能够好好的活。
And then through us, you know, God wants to allow things to live well.
所以你有的，你去帮助没有的。
So when you have in abundance, you give to those who do not.
他的理由是这样的。
And that is the rationale behind this.
他不单单只是说这是一个善事，这是一个好的事。
It's not just saying, oh, this is something that's good and beautiful.
当然，这是一个好事。
No doubt about that.
但是主耶稣提醒我们。
But Jesus reminds us.
当上帝不在这样的一个好事里面是他唯一的原因跟目的的时候。
If God is not in the midst of this as the only and the sole reason for it,
他可能好事就会变质，变成了一个丑陋的事。
Then whatever is good and beautiful can be twisted and become something less beautiful.
人代替了神成为中心。
When human being takes over God as the center of everything.
这事情本来是用来表达我们敬拜神，我们尊敬神，我们认同神。
These acts were supposed to be our expression of worshiping God and affirmation of God.
现在这个上帝不在了。
Then if we take away God from this.
而是我要炫耀，我要 让人看到我是一个慈善家，我是一个好心人。
But this act becomes something that tells others that how good I am and what kind of person I am.
这个也还不算太差。
Even that is not the worst of it.
但是呢，它可以慢慢变得更坏了。
But it can degrade to become worse and worse.
所以耶稣是在帮助我们。
So Jesus here is trying to help us.
他不是在教我们说要用另外一个做法。
He's not saying replace this with another form.
他是在提醒我们一个很重要、很严重的事。
He's telling us about something critical.
那同样的，你这样子去了解那一段讲祷告。
And if you try apply the same way to the topic of prayer.
然后你也就了解为什么讲完之后，耶稣就说你们祷告要这样祷告。
You will understand why Jesus says when you pray, you should pray like this.
那么耶稣不是说祷告只有这样的才对，然后这个才是正确的祷告方式，他不是在讲这个。
Jesus is not saying only this pattern of prayer is the correct way of praying.
而他是说到底什么是祷告。
He's trying to tell you what is prayer.
你祷告的时候，你在向谁祷告？
When you are praying, who do you pray to?
有时候祷告变成不是说我在向谁祷告，祷告变成是我祷告，然后就有一种作用。
Sometimes prayer becomes not praying to someone, but as if praying, then something will have an effect will happen.
好像祷告就是一种有带着一种魔术的力量，好像祷告就是一种方式，我们可以来达到我们想要达到的。
As if prayer is a methodology to achieve what we want to achieve.
耶稣是在提醒我们这样的一个事情。
Jesus here is trying to remind us this.
他是说，如果事情变成这样的话
，If things degenerate to this state,
那是非常可惜的。
Then it's pitiful.
因为他失掉了祷告的那个对象，在祷告里面的那个整个最重要的意义跟那个地位的时候。
Because you've ignored the significance of the person that you pray to.
我想，这个是非常严重。
Then this is a serious issue.
我们也常常讲话。
We also hold conversations with one another.
但是跟谁讲话，就使到那个讲话呢的意义跟感受不一样，对吗
？But who do we talk to? Can has a different significance and meaning to it.
所以这个那一个对象本身才是最关键的。
So the person that you talk to is the critical one.
所以在这个主导文里面，他要提醒。
So in this prayer,
他再一次把这个祷告的对象是谁。很简单，但是非常这个丰富的，又再把它带回来。
So called this the Lord's Prayer. He's bringing back who this person we pray to this God, bring back again.
他是天上的父。
He is the Father in heaven.
就是说，他知道他供应，他会关心我们的需要。
Meaning that he's the Father who knows our needs and will provide for it.
他的名是尊，是圣的。
His name is holy and should be honored.
就是他跟其他不一样。
Means that he is not the same as any other.
我们不要把他当成呢，就跟其他一样这样子呢，然后把他贬低了。
So do not degrade or just treat him like any other.
然后他的权柄，他的这个呢，是要会在地上不断的呢，这个发作的。
And his power and his authority will continue to manifest on earth.
所以他是值得我们信赖的。你不要担心什么，你以为说你用一个特别的祷告方式呢，才能够使事情发生。
And because of that, we trust in him and we do not worry unnecessarily.
然后你是以为说用某一种的祷告的方式跟那个步骤才会使事情发生。
Nor do we think that if we apply a certain formula of praying, then things will happen the way we want it.
不是，使事情发生的是这个有权柄、有能力跟愿意在地上，他就是要施行他的这样的一个事情的上帝。
But not, you know, the person who causes things to happen is this God who has a power and authority to do so.
所以主耶稣再一次把这样的一个上帝带回。祷告的人的里面。
And so Jesus brings this God back to those who pray.
各位弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个真的是很值得我们好好想一想。
We need to ponder carefully over this.
有时候我们虽然是向神祷告
，very often we pray, so-called pray to God.
但是有时候这个我们祷告的这个对象，这个神是谁？有时候我们也不再去想太多了。
But sometimes we ignore to think carefully who is this God that we are praying to.
或者有时候我们真的不是很。认真的以为我们在向着这样一位神祷告
or we do not take it seriously that we are actually praying to such a God
然后我们就以为说我有祷告然后我有这样去祷告我有那样去祷告我有各种各样的这样应该呢它应该要有效用
but rather we say that I have prayed in this way or that way therefore my prayer should be effective
耶稣要提醒我们
here Jesus reminds us again
这些形式都 不是问题的本身。
These forms themselves are not the problem.
但是我们以为这个形式本身就是使到祷告会发生作用的话。
But if you think that these forms can cause your prayer to be effective,
是不是我们已经忘掉，其实是那个我们祷告的对象使事情发生？
And be careful, is it because we already ignore this God who causes things to happen?
所以他要提醒说，其实你的父是已经知道的。
So that's why he reminds us, actually, what you need, your father already knows.
其实你的父在暗中是已经听到的。
In secret, he has already heard your prayer.
其实你的父呢是有权柄能力的。
Actually, your father is the one with power and authority.
所以他不是说反对你在大街上祷告，不是。
So Jesus here is not saying that okay, forbidding you to go to the streets and pray publicly.
不是，他不是在反对这样的一个形式。
It's not objecting to that kind of forms.
而是如果这样的一个形式呢，逐渐的呢，忘记了那个祷告的对象是谁。
But if the forms per se causes you to forget who the God that you're praying to.
那么这个就很可惜了。
Then it is quite a pity.
那我们重新再把这些放回耶稣的身上。
So let us put all these things back to Jesus.
这个是我跟大家建议，你读登山宝训的时候，你这样读很多东西就能够明白。
And that's how I recommend to you when you read the Sermon on Mount, then when you put things in Jesus' perspective, you
will be able to understand. 你小心地去读福音书里面耶稣的祷告的生活、祷告的样式。
Look at Jesus, how Jesus prayed and his life of prayer.
他有呢，天未亮呢，自己在静静的就到山上独自的祷告。
There are times when Jesus prayed in solitude at daybreak.
他也有呢，故意带门徒跟他去祷告。
There are times when Jesus brings his disciples to pray with him.
他也有在公开的这个时候呢，就向人呢，就向上帝呢，就说出他的这个祷告。
There are also times when Jesus prayed publicly and prayed to the Father.
所以呢，这里不是只是说哪一个形式才是最好。
So here it's not about what kind of pattern or what kind of forms is the best.
正如主耶稣，你想到他作为一个祷告的一个耶稣的时候
，Just as you think of Jesus as the one who prays.
整个父上帝是谁，完全是在他的祷告的里面。
This who God is as Father is very clearly in his heart.
他真的是那么仰赖这样的一个上帝，然后这样去祷告，然后这样去活的。
He is really someone who trusts and who depends on this God the Father.
所以耶稣今天要把这样一个敬虔的这样的一个事情呢，再一次重新带回给我们。
And so Jesus wants to bring this act of piety or reverence back to us again.
因为讲到这个敬虔的这个事情。
Because this is an act of piety or spirituality.
我们今天有讲到这个所谓 spirituality， 这个所谓 spiritual formation， 或者所谓这个属灵操练。
So today we're always talking about, you know, spiritual formation.
很多时候我发现到说，很多书就在讲各种各样的方式、各种各样的步骤、各种各样的这种的情形。
So many books that you read will tell you about different kind of styles to do things.
然后也有各种不同的这个传统。
Very many different kind of traditions.
这些都好。
These are all good.
但是它不要变成了就是我们的那个目标本身。
But they can, these forms cannot be our objectives per se or our goals.
这一切到头来它一定要跟那个祷告的这个对象再一次呢再把它结合起来。
At the end of the day, they must be linked back to the person that we pray to.
那如果是这样的话
If that was so,
我要跟大家说
Let me say this to you.
现在我们在这个现在的这样一个时代里面
，In our times and age today，
关于这个所谓 spirituality 的事情，我都不懂要怎么样翻译中文啊，英文就是一个这个，
okay.
有就是好像就是 non-material， 好像不是物质，然后就是一种 transcendent， 一种超越的事，那这个就 OK 了。
Today we seem to think that these matters of spirituality, as long as it's something that we can't explain, that's transcendent, then it is good.
然后说大家都一样的。
And then we say all kinds, every act is the same.
请原谅我这样讲。
Forgive me for saying this.
我们的不一样。
Ours is unique.
我们的这个是跟父上帝、主耶稣、圣灵这样一位这样的一位三位一体的上帝联系在一起的。他有他自己的内容，而不是只是一种呢，一个属灵的一种的这个事情。
Our spirituality is unique because it is linked to this God who is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
然后这样的一个上帝本身，他有他自己的那个内容，跟有他自己呢做的那个事，是跟其他还是不一样。
And this God himself has a certain content that causes us that when we act out our spirituality, we do it differently.
所以你可以再从很表面上的看耶稣。
So on one hand, you can look at Jesus very superficially.
他是一个很属灵的人。
You can see he's a very spiritual man.
他也是一个很善良的人。
A very good man.
他也是一个非常好的人。
Good person.
他也是有一个非常美的人格人性的人。
A very beautiful character and personality.
是我们这样子可以这样子看他。
Yes, we can view Jesus like that.
但是当你听他自己讲。
But when you hear what he says,
为什么我做这样的事？为什么我是这样活？
And tells you why does he live this way and he acts that way?
他说完全是因为天父。
He is it all because of the God the Father?
同时也应作是为了我们。
And also for our sake.
他在约翰福音他说我为他们的缘故，我分别为圣过生日。
And he says for their sake, I set myself apart to live.
有这个不同的。
There is this distinction.
而这个不同呢，是主耶稣要我们继续跟着，继续呢维持，也继续呢以这个呢来去表达这一些美跟善的这些敬虔的事。
And this distinction is something we must grasp, and Jesus wants us to carry on in living and also practicing our acts of spirituality.
所以今天耶稣再一次把这些敬虔的这些美跟善，再帮助把我们把它拿回来。
So once again, Jesus brings forth these acts of piety or spirituality and brings it back to us.
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
当这一切的敬虔的好事，这里面最重要的那一位主角就是上帝自己本身不在的时候。
When in the midst of all these good acts, if the main character, God, is not in the midst of all this.
这些很可能就会变成呢这一种以人代替，然后呢，甚至呢。开始出现很丑陋的那样的一种的情况。
Then all these things become very man focused or man oriented, and they can degenerate to become very ugly.
但是当人在做的时候，人却是认为我在做很美的事。
And yet when we are practicing it, the person may feel that I'm doing something very good.
是啊，善帮助穷人是美的事啊。
Yes, it's something that's good, helping the poor.
像这个祷告是很美的一种宗教的一种行动行为。
Yes, praying is something and a very good behavior in practicing a piety.
但是它却可以变成很丑陋。
Yet it can become something ugly.
同样的，今天我刚才提到的那个欲跟那个性的那个事情。
And so likewise, what I mentioned earlier about desire and about sex.
如果把上帝再放在这件两件事情里面。
If God is in the midst or back in these two issues,
我们也常常以为这两件跟上帝不应该在一起。
We sometimes think that God should not be in this.
尤其是在维多利亚时代的那一个基督教呢，是以为这也是肮脏的，这也是不应该的。
And during the Victorian times, Christianity seems to think that these things are considered not clean, unclean.
我想这个也是一个错误的了解。
And that is a misconception, mistake.
但是当上帝回到任何的事情的时候
，But when God is returned to anything that we do,
他帮助我们把这些呢都放在他一种非常恰当的一种的这个角度跟位置。
God helps us to put everything back in the right perspective from God.
我们真的是感谢主耶稣今天的这个提醒。
And so we thank Jesus for his reminder this morning.
把我们再重新带回这个美跟善的这个敬虔的事情。
And bring us back to what is good and what is beautiful and what is spiritual.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，一切的美善来自于你。You are so good. 我们向你感谢。也感谢你使我们能够重新因此与你接连联系，被你带回这一切的好，这一切的善。天父，你保守我们，愿主耶稣基督永远活化在我们的心中，在我们的面前。他各种的样式，各种的举止，各种的生命表现，常常都是我们每一天的这个指导、指引跟影响，让我们向他，在你的这个爱跟向你的敬虔的当中，再一次散发生命的真善美。感谢主，你这一番美善的心意要在我们当中成就，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。